Good morning. It's Coast 93.1. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, and this is the time where we reach out and hope there's someone on the other end.
You're up.
First call of the day.
You're all in, and so
there's nothing else to do but call us.
You call in for you.
Sad, for you. But true.
This song plays.
This is for you.
The first call of the day.
On the line.
Your call is what we'll now take.
On the line.
Say hi to Kelly and Blake.
Enter time.
He's back.
We can't believe you're awake. The first call of the day.
Chris from Auburn. The first
Auburn.
Call of the day.
Good morning, Chris from Auburn.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. I'm on my way into work.
Sweet.
Okay.
So you live in Auburn. Where do you go to work?
I do. I work for Pratt & Sons, so I'm always on the road.
Oh, okay. Is that, would you drive a truck?
Nope, car.
Car. What does Pratt & Sons do? I don't know what Pratt & Sons.
They do excavation and stuff. You know, road work.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Do you get to operate the excavator?
Nope, I'm working on that.
Oh, man, one day. That'll be so cool.
So fun.
But I do listen to you guys every morning, and my wife's always bugging me to call you guys, and I always say no because I never think I'm going to get on. But I've been on, I think this is my second time. So.
Oh, okay.
Awesome, Chris from Auburn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So where are you? Where's your site today?
In Saco.
Oh, okay. All right, so cool. Auburn to Saco. What is that going to take you, about an hour, a little more?
No, I think it's about like 45 minutes, 50
oh.
minutes.
Well, you're speeding then, Chris.
Nine times out of ten, yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I love it.
Man, Saco road work, that's going to be a congested area, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were out in South Portland yesterday. So.
Oh boy, yeah.
Worse than that, and that's right by the high school, so.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do for lunch? Do you bring a bag lunch or do you go get food or what?
I usually bring a bag lunch. Wife
okay.
usually packs me a lunch.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sweet.
So do you know what you're getting or is it like a little surprise?
Right.
Sometimes it's a surprise and sometimes I know. The surprises are always good though.
Oh, that's sweet.
Aww.
That's sweet. Does she ever put like a little note in there?
You know, actually she hasn't. Lately, but last year she was.
Oh.
I'm going to have to get on her about that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it could be something you did or didn't do.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Maybe, have you thanked her for the notes or maybe written her a little note, you know, when you leave in the morning?
Yeah.
I always make sure I write her notes when I get one.
Oh, that's cute.
Chris, that's so sweet.
That's cute.
I love that.
Do you ever get a toy in your lunchbox?
Never gotten a toy, but I did get a pair of glasses for the whole sun thing we had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, she packed
your glasses?
Put little eclipse glasses in there?
That's awesome.
Yep, so
oh, that's so sweet.
We passed them around at work.
Oh, I love it.
I love her. I love you guys.
That's very cute. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 3 years. We've known each other since we were in elementary school.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, this is such a cute story.
It is a great story.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Go way back.
Were you each other's first love?
Yep. We were.
Very cute.
First kiss.
And first kiss.
Guys. Oh, this is so sweet.
This is great.
Oh, I love it. So what's for lunch today? I don't know why I'm hung up on the lunch.
Maybe you're hungry.
My dad was a construction worker, and they used to get like a... What would they call it? It was like the cafe cart or something. Like sometimes there would be a truck there.
Oh.
It wasn't really a food truck, but they would have like...
Yeah.
I think that's what he called it. And that's one of those things. It's like if you're going to bring a... You know, you don't have much time for lunch.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's about a half hour, but I usually eat on the fly anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep working,
but
get home soon.
There's tuna in there today.
Tuna?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good old tuna sandwich. Celery or no celery, Chris?
Celery and pickle and onion.
Oh, okay.
That's delicious. I like an add of the pickle and the onion.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that does sound good.
Gotta have the pickle and the onion.
What's your wife's name?
Charisse? Yep.
All right. Well, shout out to Charisse. You guys are very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
All right.
Well, have a great day at work. Tell everyone over there we say hi. I hope you have Coast 93.1 on, you know, loud over the excavators.
Uh-huh.
All right, will do. You guys have a good day.
All right, Chris, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The first call of the day.
The Blake Show, today brought to you by Bumblebee Tuna.
If there was one thing Mrs. Smith was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.